I'm Walt Lindalone with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Brad Austin. He's Director of Operations at the Marquette County Solid Waste Management Authority. There are some changes going into the works tomorrow at the Management Authority concerning recycling. It's switching over to single stream. We found out what that means with Brad Austin.
This has been about a two-year project in the making. We identified a lot of recyclable materials showing up in the landfill, and made a decision to look at the current recycling program in the county, which was dual stream. That's the fiber and rigid alternating weeks. And what we found is really leveled off in participation. I mean, residents really had a desire to move to a one bin system. Which will increase participation when I don't have to think which week it is. So there were drivers publicly. There was also drivers, within the authority, in particular in the landfill. So those were one of the two main things that brought us to this point.
So when we say single stream, what does that mean?
So in Marquette County, what that means is paper, plastic, and metal in your curbside bin. And then we do have this glass, separated glass option as a part of this program also. This is unique to Marquette County. Historically, single stream programs have, glass in the bin. We're quite a distance from markets here in the county. So we looked at a repurposing option. So, we can produce some pretty fantastic products if we've got glass source separated. So that's our SSR or single stream recycling program in Marquette County.
Now, when we look at this for the average consumer, the user of recycling services in the county, the big change is really going to be that you can put those items in one bin, but the glass separation is something that you want to make sure people understand. Why are you doing that? Why are we asking for that?
Right. Well, we've got ability to make some aggregate products, some sand products, and some other products that we could potentially introduce into the concrete and asphalt industry. Mm-hmm. In order to do that, we need a clean feedstock. So we're asking residents to separate that material so that we can create that product and put it to market or use it here more locally.
Mm-hmm. So what will a consumer or a resident have to do then? You take your glass, clean it, and put it in with no lids and things like that?
Right. There's going to be multiple options in the county. Municipalities will lead this. Some are considering a curbside option. So perhaps on a fourth or fifth week, instead of collecting the paper, plastic, and metal, they may go to a curbside glass program. Also, drop-off is something that's very common at a township hall. And if there is no option in your municipality, you can deliver that material directly to our facility.
We're talking about changes in recycling for Marquette County with the Marquette County Solid Waste Management Authority, Director of Operations Brad Austin in the studio with us today. It's going single stream. Brad, for those that are just joining us, again, single stream means what?
Yeah, single stream in Marquette County will mean cardboard, paper, plastic, and metal containers in one bin at the curb with a glass, source-separated glass option. And again, that'll be municipality-led.
So. Yes, the municipalities will probably decide once you get this system up and running, which I'm sure there is a transition time there to get this, because for you at the Management Authority, this is a big project too.
Right, correct. And that's something that we've been dealing with over the past couple of weeks is, some municipalities are able to make a change tomorrow because their hauler that they have can move it to an alternate facility. Some municipalities do not have that option. So there are some that are holding material right now. There are some that are going to, again, use other haulers. So we ask for patience. Ultimately, at the end of the day, when we open this thing up, we are going to be better off than we were when we started going from dual to single.
Now, I realize this is radio, but you brought some samples of some things that glass can be used for. And it's been a while since we've been able to do recycling with the glass material. And this is actually pretty interesting. Walt's got a photo of this. It'll go on our website a little bit later on today. But explain a little bit about these items and some of the things that the glass can be used for when it's recycled.
Sure. We've got some aggregate product here that, we're looking at for landscaping, around the different communities in Marquette County. We've also got a sand material here. We're exploring some sandblasting options, perhaps using it to sand roads. And then we've got some material that's been put through a ball mill that's really crushed it down to a fine powder. There is potential markets there. It could be a replacement for fly ash and Portland cement. So, there's a lot of R&D with it. We've partnered with Michigan Tech. They're trying to secure some grant dollars to move this into the concrete and asphalt industry. So we're very excited about that.
So really, in effect, what you've got is with the glass that you would be collecting, it could be broken down and ground into certain dimensions or certain thicknesses and then used accordingly.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, just like anything else or any other commodity, the mindset is, you know, you're selling it to somebody so they can make something from it. Mm-hmm. So if you think about it in those terms, that's the reason for clean feedstock, in particular with glass. But it applies to all commodities, paper, plastic, mm-hmm. metals. I mean, if you're going to sell it to you, if someone was selling it to you, you'd want it to be usable sure. on the back end.
So this all gets going on the county level tomorrow, the first of the month. But of course, municipalities may move in a little bit, slightly different times. But if people have questions, they want to find out more from the Solid Waste Management Authority, what's the best way to get answers?
Well, the recycle906.com just launched a month ago, and that's really where you want to go as far as recycling information. Then, of course, the direct mailer that we sent out here last week, the Marquette County Recycling Guide. Those are the two main resources, and certainly can contact us directly at the authority also.
That's Brad Austin, Director of Operations at the Marquette County Solid Waste Management Authority. For Media Brew Communications, with a look at what's going on in our community, I'm Walt Lindelaw.